Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumrabrip Media, 19.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your saber calls from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, now, Puggy Hunter Memorial Scholarships 2025 is now open. Look, with that, we're talking about Indigenous Allied Health Australia, together with partners, National Association of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Health Workers and Practitioners, and NutsiWip, and also Rural Doctors Network, RDN. Proud to announce the application now open for the 2025 Puggy Hunter Memorial Scholarship Scheme. With that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Donna Murray, who's Indigenous Allied Health Australia CEO. We have Donna on the line. Donna, good morning. How are you?
Yudimurung, good morning. Well, thank you.
Good, fantastic. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Donna?
Yeah, so my name's Donna Murray. I'm a Yiradjuri, Southwest Yiradjuri, and Wanarua woman of New South Wales. So right down on the Murrumbidgee River in New South Wales, across the mountains to the plains, and up in the Hunter Valley of New South Wales.
And from far north Queensland, I would say very cold country, my sister.
Very hot in summer and very cold in winter. Yes.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for coming to the program. Congratulations. We're talking about a Punk Hunter Memorial Scholarship 2025 is now open. First of all, give us a bit of background on who Dr. Puggy Hunter is.
Yeah, well, these scholarships, the Puggy Hunter Memorial Scholarships, are named after a significant personality in our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander health sector, and it was Dr. Arnold Puggy Hunter. And Puggy devoted most of his life to improving the state of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander health in Australia. And he took this fight to anyone who would listen, government, parliament, communities, stakeholders. And with that showed so much leadership, being the inaugural chair of the National Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation, or NACHO,
yes,
the peak body for Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Services. He also was the deputy chair of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Health Council. He was chairman of the Kimberley Aboriginal Medical Services Council for many, many years, and he was awarded the Human Rights Medal in 2001. So he was pretty deadly.
A real go-getter.
Yeah, absolutely. Significant force in improving the lives of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
Yeah, beautiful, fantastic. And with the students, how much is a scholarship worth?
So these are for health scholarships, so any of the health courses, that includes medicine, mental health, as well as nursing and midwifery. But across that, it's university-level degrees, and it's also TAFE courses or RTO-driven vet sector courses. And if you're studying full-time, you can get up to $15,000 per year.
Yes.
And if you're studying half-time, you can get up to $7,500. And that's over the life of your course.
Good.
So it's quite significant.
Fantastic. So how do students apply?
So you can apply online. We've advertised across Australia, but ultimately the applications close on Sunday the 20th of October. So there's still a little bit of time that you can get those in. For your applications for 2025. You can either come onto the IHA, Indigenous Allied Health website, which is iaha.com.au, or call our really supportive team on 1-800-413-933.
That number again, 1-800-413-933?
Correct.
Lovely, fantastic. How long is the Puggy Hunter Memorial Scholarship been running for?
It has been running for quite a while, nearly 20 years, I believe, and it's been previously driven by a non-Indigenous organisation. So this is the first time it's actually been led, managed, and the admin support provided by an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander-led coalition. So we're really pleased that we can get out there in community, support this fantastic program and the participants and students, and actually get down to support promoting to where it needs to go out into our communities.
Fantastic. And you've been the Indigenous Allied Health Australia CEO. How long have you been in that role, Donna?
Yeah, I've been in this role for about 14 years.
Good. Part of the furniture.
I know. Yeah, I know. And look, it's, and that's really come from a really small organisation that just started in 2009 up until where we are now in 2024, where we're a quite a significant national organisation, you know, with nearly 40 staff. Over 75% of our staff are Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander. And so, you know, we're really proud of the work that we do in building the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander health workforce.
Fantastic. And once again, before I let you go, Sister, can you give us that webpage again for IAHA?
Yep. So if you go to our website at www.iaha.com.au.
.com.au. Fantastic. So yep. All the students out there, if you're looking for a bit of cash, apply for this fantastic scholarship. The Puggy Hunter Memorial Scholarship is now open and closes on the 20th of October. Is that right, Donna?
Correct. 20th of October.
Good. Yep. Fantastic. Well, thank you for your yarn. You stay warm. We'll yarn soon, Donna, and all the best to you and your team, sister.
Thanks, brother. Stay deadly.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deadly yarn, beautiful yarn. Donna Murray, her name is Donna Murray, Indigenous Allied Health Australia CEO. And look, the scholarships are now open for the Dr. Puggy Hunter Memorial Scholarship 2025. That's in the study scholarship for health. So if you're somewhere around the country studying health, no matter what area, whether it be a mental, physical, what have you, midwifery, whatever, you can apply. There's a number here as well, 1-800-413-933, or go to their webpage, allthews.iaha.com.au. So there it is. And if you're doing half study, if you're not a full-time student, it's $15,000, but half study, then you get $7,500. So better than a poke in the eye with a burnt stick, you mob. So there, chuck the irons in a fire, see what lights up, and become a deadly student. A bit of cash in your pocket, why not? And big shout out to the family of Doggy Pug Hunter and the Memorial Scholarship 2025, now open. Too deadly. Add to the conversation here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the ball on here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM, Bummer Group Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Big shout out, NERS. This is your daily program, National Talk Black.
Vamos, Tamaringo, Kuyula Jara.
I know. I mess up with team, you call it Australia. This is the life. No one is greater, I'm the invader. This is society. Don't be light, light, lightning.
What you gon' bang?
Billy Lai Leo.
Catch me if you can.
Blah, blah, Jaga Zulu to the coronation. Make it spicy, getting heated. Peter Piper, pick a fight, baby.
Talk Black.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from Recurry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country as BBM, Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong, you mob, too deadly. All right, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly Sister, Nikki Abani Irvin, Director of Bambara. And that's in Western Australia. And look, big congratulations. Telstra Best of Business Awards, Indigenous Excellence category winner. And we do have Nikki on the line. Nikki, good morning, sister. How are you?
Good, Marley. How are you?
I'm fantastic. And look, thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you from?
Okay. I'm a Wappaburra woman from Keppel Island, so I'm a Murray as well.
Okay.
But I live in Perth, so I just want to acknowledge the Whadjuk Noongar people as the traditional owners of the land I'm on.
Yes.
And pay respects to their elders and mine.
All right, fantastic. Big shout out to your mob and the mob there with WA. Thank you very much. Now, once again, congratulations, Indigenous Excellence category winner for Telstra Best of Business Awards. So tell us about Bambara, how long it's been operating for, and Indigenous female owned. I know that much. So tell us about Bambara and you and your business partner as well, Pamela Baldwin. Thank you, sister.
Okay, so we're both Queenslanders living in WA. We started the business 5 years ago with the whole reason to give back to mob and give them a platform to believe in their dreams. So we do scholarships with universities like QUT as well as sponsorships of sports and teams. Individuals, and we do that by providing products to the oil, gas, defence and mining industries.
Oh, fantastic. So the service you provide are products for the mining industry, is that right?
Yep, oil and gas, mining and defence.
All right, fantastic. How many on board you got now, staff?
Oh, started with two, we're up to eight now, so we're getting a little bit slashed with this all happening.
Which is good. If we're talking about expansion, if we're talking about more staff, then we're talking about business is good, yes?
Business is very good. We work hard, we try hard, we do a lot. But you know what? In the end, we know what we're doing, and the whole point is to give them other platforms, so that's why we're doing it, and it keeps us going.
Look, fantastic. So do you work with mining companies, do you? You become clients or products for them to purchase off you? Is that how it works?
Yeah, they send us a little contract that we then have to go out and find around the world, and we supply the products into them, and then they get someone to put it together on site.
So, look, hats off to the mining companies who are, you could say, procurement, dealing with First Nation business owners. That's a great thing.
Oh, absolutely massive. It was a struggle at first. You know, you have all those migaloos in there that don't want to deal with an Aboriginal female person, but you know what? We proved that we could do it, and now we're getting more and more on board with all of them.
Well, you must be doing really good because you just picked up the Indigenous Excellence Category Winner Awards with Telstra Best of Business Awards. So tell us how that went down. Did you have to go somewhere to like a award night, and where was it, and when did this happen?
The whole process is probably over 6 months, and it's a lot of work, a lot of interviews, but then we won the WA award, which is not actually a night out, but the national one is. So this little Murray's heading down to Melbourne at the end of November to see whether we can win the national award.
There you go. Watch your space, you know. And you do what you do for not any awards, because you're a business owner, you're running a business. But it's good to get recognised. I mean, and it's a good promotion as well to have a trophy as such. You know, it helps promote the business and what you're doing, sister.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you do so much work, and it's not there to get the credit, but when someone actually recognises the amount of work you do, and especially someone like Telstra, that's a big award that we've won, and so we're just hoping we can win the national one as well.
Fantastic. So you're in business, started back in 2019. Tell us your journey before that. What were you doing before business?
Oh, well, I was in the Queensland government for a number of years.
Yep.
And then I moved to WA and I worked for one of the biggest builders over here in Australia called BGC.
Yes.
Running contracts. And that's when I went over to oil and gas and went,
opportunity.
There's no Aboriginal female-owned businesses in this industry.
There you go.
This is my business and this is where I can make money to give back.
Oh, fantastic. A big shout out to Pamela Baldwin. Tell us a bit about Pamela.
Pamela's born and raised on a dairy farm in Bundaberg, so everyone understands Bundaberg rum.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could not pick a better business partner to be with. She absolutely understands country, she understands family, she understands mob. You know what? I couldn't ask for a better person.
Well, that's too deadly. And the beautiful thing about who we are as First Nation people, we can have feet in both camps, one foot in our culture, but second foot into the economy, business, or what have you. And that's a strong foundation for us black people, yes?
Oh, absolutely. It really gives us a platform that we can, you know, push for advocacy and greater inclusion and equity for opportunities for our people.
No, that's too deadly. Well, once again, congratulations. Big shout out to Pamela. So where is she, back in the office or is she not around?
She's in the office at the moment.
Okay,
doing the work while I'm sitting here yarning with you.
Thank you. Well, you're doing the promotion marketing sort of things. So that's all good.
That's
Hey, good yarning with you, Nikki, and congratulations to Deadly. Big shout out to your Deadly team. Congratulations to Bambara, up and running and kicking goals. And we will talk soon, my sister.
I hope so. I hope it's great news. But
yes.
I wish everybody else luck that's state finalists as well.
Too deadly. Take care, Nikki. All the best, darling.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Deadly yarn there. Nikki Barney Irvin, her name is, director of Bunbara. That's a WA company, Indigenous female-owned company that offers integrated solutions in the energy, mining, and defence sectors. Bunbara services include procurement, sourcing, supply and chain oversight, engineering assistance, and more. With a deep commitment to the community, Bunbara provides university scholarships to Indigenous students and sponsors athletes across various sports, fostering success and empowerment in Indigenous communities. And two sisters are running that, actually from both from Queensland, but living in WA. And, of course, we're talking Nikki Barney Irving and her business partner, Pamela Baldwin. So congratulations, ladies. Indigenous Excellence Category winner for the Telstra Business Best of Business Awards. Represent Too Deadly. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. We're going across the nation thanks to NERS. We're based here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. That's BBM, Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And yarn up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black.
I'm up. Nobody bringing me down. Nobody bringing me down again. None of them making a sound again. Cause I'm up. All of my titties get down. None of them bringing us down again. None of us front, we got many men.
How we up?
All my titties to the front. Straight up on them, bust it up. What the argue for the walls? Big box in the cut. Tell them all to go jump. This for all of them mob, this box in the mix. I'ma do what I want. Cause I'm up. You ain't bringing me down. You ain't bringing me down again. You ain't making a sound again. Nah, cause we up. All of my titties get down. None of you bringing us down again. None of us front, we got many men.
I'm back and I do it. Stood in this game and I still real ruthless. Got the haters, I live them more toothless. Stuck on computers like, what is he stupid? Holla, what is he stupid? Hate to be hating on sisters who do this. But prick, you is useless. Never take food from a tree that is fruitless.
Since they dodged, I said for my titters. Said I get clean and prick, I did it. Underdog and I'm 10 toes with it. Sleep on planes, no rest for the wicked. Ha ha, I'm off. Hustling like I'm Rick Ross. Another day for the boss. Trying to book in, she just up the cost. Up. Nobody bringing me down. Nobody bringing me down again. None of them making a sound again. Cause I'm up. All of my titters get down. None of them bringing us down again. None of us run, we got many men. How we up? All my titters to the front. Start up on them, bust it up. What the argue for the was? Big box in the cut. Tell them all to go jump. Ooh. This fall of the mob, this box in the mix. I'ma do what I want. Cause I'm up. Do we got a problem? Well, I am the woman to solve it. You men playing up on your sis. Well, I'ma tell Titus to ghost him. Huck him. He think he good, but he nothing. Think he count, he's like he starts forgetting bad dogs. Cause it'd be hard, cause butter he ugly. Huck him all. Stood my ground and I'm back for talk. Maybe you should go best yourself. Cause you vest me, you gon' lose it all. I'm just saying, bro, I ain't playing, bro. I walked in the stew, I done ate it up. Man's here got them big titties. So I told that boy to go fill my cup. I'm up. Nobody bringing me down. Nobody bringing me down again. None of them making a sound again. Cause I'm up. All of my titters get down. None of them bringing us down again. None of us run, we got many men. How we up? All my titters to the front. Start up on them, bust it up. What the argue for the was? Big box in the cut. Tell them all to go jump. Ooh. This four letter mob, this box in the mix. I'ma do what I want.
Joe Madden, Director of Child and Family in Far North Queensland. My department is responsible for the child protection system here in Far North Queensland. We work to support parents and protect children when there is evidence of abuse and neglect. Children and young people who can't live safely at home rely on other families coming forward to open their hearts and their homes to care for them. Fostering kinship care is the heart and soul of our child protection system. My hope today is to provide a better understanding of the critical need for more members of the community to consider becoming foster or kinship carers. In 2022-23 year, there was an average of 600 approved carer families in Far North Queensland, which is fantastic. However, we really need more. In the same year, around 1,300 children were living away from home in the region. In other words, they weren't able to live with their families. Most of these were First Nations children. Of these First Nations children, 70% were in home-based care, such as foster or kinship care. However, this means 30%, or around 300 children, were not in foster or kinship care. They were in residential care or other care arrangements. For some young people, residential care is the right place for them because of their individual circumstances. This can include complex needs such as disabilities, and they get great care and support. But what we know is there are far too many very young First Nations children in residential care, and this is not what we want to see. We believe they should be living safely with foster and kinship care families in the community. And we believe this would give these little ones a better chance to thrive, learn and grow up strong in culture and life skills. So today we're asking members of the community to not wait to be asked. We would love for you to put your hand up because there are little ones who need you to come forward today. If you can help, please express an interest to us or to the local foster and kinship care agency in becoming a carer. Once you come forward, you will then receive information on the process, what's needed, and the allowances and the support that you'll receive. We know this might seem daunting to begin with, but we can assure you that agencies are there to train and support foster and kinship carers so they're not alone in doing this important job. Today, we have representatives from our culturally appropriate foster and kinship care service at Wootshopperin. Child Safety funds the organisation to recruit, train and support First Nations foster and kinship carers in Far North Queensland. Karen is able to talk more about the work they do and the support that's available for foster and kinship carers.
Here is an important message from Wootshopperin.
Hi, I'm Karen Salam. I manage the Foster and Kinship Care Service of Wootshopperin Health Service. Are you passionate about making a difference in an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander child's life? Across North Queensland, there is an urgent need for more kinship, foster and relief carers for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. Every day, children are being removed from their homes due to harm, neglect or family crisis. What is Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service? Wuchopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service provides support to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander carers, opening their lives and homes to children in times of need. Our placement support workers work with the community to identify safe, caring and loving homes for long or short periods of time that will also provide strong family and cultural connections. Why be a kinship, foster or relief carer? By becoming a Wuchopperin kinship, foster or relief carer, you will help keep Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and young people safe during a challenging time in their lives. As a priority, and through your guidance, support and care, you will help our kids stay with or continue to be connected to their family, culture and community and reach their full potential. Being a carer is highly rewarding and makes an enormous difference to the lives of our young people. Carers are also celebrated and acknowledged for their dedication at events like the Fostering Kinship Carers Week. We are here to guide you. Wuchopperin's placement support staff works with carers every step of the way to support them on their journey. Carers will also have access to support and become equipped with new skills and knowledge to help provide care for our children. Additionally, carers receive support and training. Our staff are on call and there is a carer allowance which you can access. If you decide to become a carer, you will have a team of Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander workers to help you with any issues and provide strength in times of need. They will be there to celebrate the wins with you and help you move through the challenging times together. What's the next step? Our dedicated team will take you through every part of the process in becoming a carer. So if you are interested and ready to make a difference for our children, call Wuchopperin on 40801080 to learn more.
National Talk Black. That I call home.
Yes, a very good morning, you Delhi mob. Welcome back to your Delhi program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. As BBR Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong. All right, today we're going to catch up with Double K. We're talking Katie Kiss, who's heads up the Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commission. And look, she's on tour in regarding national listening tour. And we're going to have a yarn with her and talk about the hat she wears and moving forward for our people in the 21st century as Black people, First Nation of this Delhi country. And a very good morning, Katie. How are you?
Good morning, Trev. How you going?
I'm well.
I'm sitting in Adelaide at the moment.
You're in Adelaide.
I'm doing good.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Katie?
So, Trevor, I live in Brisbane at the moment, but I grew up on the lands of the Darrumbal people in Rockhampton. I'm a Kanju Biri Widi woman. So my grandmother's country is Cowan, Central Cape York, Kanju people, and my grandfather's country is Biri Widi country between Collinsville and Nebo in the Bowen Basin. So that's where my people come from, grew up in Rockhampton, and now live on the lands of the Turrbal and Yuggera people in Brisbane.
Big shout out to all those tribal people. Fantastic. Katie, talk about the hat that you wear with the Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commission.
Yeah, so on the 3rd of April, Trevor, I was appointed to the position of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner. Mm-hmm. I work for the Australian Human Rights Commission. I'm one of 8 commissioners in there, and we look at a whole range of areas of discrimination. So people might be familiar with the Racial Discrimination Act. Giri Sivaraman is the Race Discrimination Commissioner, for example. So we all work together to combat discrimination in the country and to provide guidance and awareness to the Australian population and the Australian government on what discrimination looks like and how to combat it and to make sure that Australia is compliant with its human rights obligations. My role in particular is a legislated statutory independent position, and my job is to monitor the exercise and enjoyment of human rights by First Nations people and report where that is not happening or where it is happening to government, and make sure that I'm working with our mob to feed that information up.
Well, we're talking about racism. We're talking about stamping it out across the board, whether it be in schools and workplaces, on the sporting field, what have you. But here we are in the 21st century. And look, racism is upon us and it needs to be stamped out. And look, after the so-called referendum, which we didn't get a yes, this would be the next best thing. At least we're having communication from Black people. And then take this information in regard to, as we've said, the title here, Informing the Agenda. So you are now on the national listening tour, communicating with our mob. And look, it's open to whoever wants to be in the room, so to speak, but you are concentrating, focusing on talking to First Nation people, yes?
Yeah, Trev. I really wanted to make sure that as I started in my role, I enter the 5-year term that I have with information and the priorities that First Nations people see need to be addressed. So on the back of the voice, where we don't have that mechanism to take those priorities up to government and have them addressed appropriately, I thought this is an opportunity for me to conduct a national listening tour, hear what those priorities are on the back of that referendum going down. Because, you know, things have, the goalposts have shifted again for our mob. So I wanted to make sure that I just had a re-look at what those priorities are, put them into some sort of strategy plan going forward for the next 5 years of my term, but making sure that that is informed by our mob and that I've set up those networks appropriately to take that agenda forward as well. And just on your introductory remarks to the Informing the Agenda tour and the effect of racism that's come as a result of the referendum, we know that that's markedly increased. You know, the numbers of calls that have gone through to YARN since the referendum, RA have seen an uptick. You know, people who are working in this space have recorded increases in the experience of racism by First Nations people since the referendum. I just want to give a shout out to my colleague, Giri Sivaraman. He's the Race Discrimination Commissioner, and he's in the process at the moment of formulating the National Anti-Racism Framework. And so he's been also consulting with First Nations people to make sure that their voices are heard in the development of that plan. So, Giri and I work very closely together around that.
Look, fantastic. And we need a vehicle as such. And as you said, Informing the Agenda tour, and you are on the national listening tour in Adelaide at the moment. When did the tour start and how long are you running for, sister?
So we started on the 1st of August, and I put out a call for First Nations people to complete surveys.
Yes.
And then we also put a call out for submissions. So to date, I've had about 721 surveys started by First Nations people. So some didn't complete all of the survey, but we had feedback on 721 people. We had 27 submissions come in from our organisations. And while that doesn't sound like a lot, the content and the information provided by those organisations is just so deadly.
Of course it is.
And really sound content being provided. And then we kicked off the actual listening tour in Canberra last Friday.
Okay.
So in the only jurisdiction to deliver voice. So that was really something positive for us to be thinking about as we kicked off. So we started in Canberra last week and we had a really good yarn down there with the mob who turned up. And then we've moved from Canberra to Ceduna. We did Ceduna early this week, Port Augusta yesterday, and today we're in Adelaide. And so next week, the week after, we're up there with you in Cairns and heading over to Yarrabah.
Yarrabah, beautiful, fantastic. Priority for the next 5 years, that's what we're talking, having yarns with our mob, taking this information and guiding this ship into the future for the next 5 years is your term, five-year term. But it gives meat on the bone. And we're talking about truth-telling here, aren't we, Katie?
We are. And, Trev, I've identified, like, six high-level priorities to help fill you know, the agenda going forward as we go around the country.
Yes.
Truth-telling is one of those. But I see, you know, a lot of issues with access to justice. And where we think about justice, the only conversation we're hearing is from a deficit perspective of incarceration. And our people sitting in jail and in detention centres and laws that are being created to our detriment rather than to our benefit in terms of accessing justice. So I see that as an overarching priority area. I want to look at the Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, which has now been adopted for 15 years by the Australian government and hasn't had any plan or focus around implementation. I want to look at the three pillars of the Uluru Statement from the Heart, truth, treaty and voice, and make sure that, you know, we are guiding our conversations by making sure that our people are engaged in those conversations, informing those agendas and taking them forward. And that includes a focus on truth-telling. It needs to be creating an understanding amongst Australians, because I think that was something that was really exposed in the referendum, that general Australians don't have an understanding of the history of this country or the impact on First Nations people. So when we're hearing conversations about the blackfellas get everything and, oh, this is more rights for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, they don't actually understand that we don't even have our basic human rights recognised at the moment. We can't even access basics.
Exactly.
So that's a key focus for me. And then, you know, we have mechanisms in place like the Closing the Gap Agreement that need those solid principle-based approaches underpinning them and reinforcing them as we go forward, as well as our land rights and also making sure that we are healing from the destruction that's been caused amongst our people. So rebuilding our villages, putting our people back together and creating that care society that we once had very strongly that's underpinned by our cultural values.
Well, exactly. And when we talk about we are the first people, I mean, we're talking 60,000 years. And we're talking about here we are in the 21st century and things don't change if things don't change. And it's the same old, same old. And we're talking about closing the gap. We seem like a broken record. But, Katie, it is what it is. And as you know, the big island, here we are, Australia, Australians embrace this culture. It is your culture, you know what I mean? But it's about, like, well, having the yarns, having the stories, and educating a vehicle that educates, but also, well, empowers our people as well. But the conversations need to be had, Katie.
Yes, I agree, Trevor, and I think it's about, you know, where the referendum promoted that the voice would result in disunity. Well, it has resulted in disunity, but that's because the voice isn't there and First Nations people aren't part of the conversation, and that continues to this day. We've been in this cycle for more than 200 years. It does need to change. Like you said, if things don't change, things don't change. We've been doing the same thing for 200 years. We've been badging things differently but doing the same approach for more than 200 years, you know. They used to take our children off our old people and put them in reserves and missions. That's just changed now to the child safety system. So our children are still being taken from us. They're being put in detention centres.
21st century stolen generation, you could say.
That's right, that's right. And it's completely unacceptable that we have two young people who have taken their lives in youth detention centres under the care of the state.
Yep.
and we have had a 10-year-old child take their life in the care and protection of the state in out-of-home care. Mm. It is completely unacceptable in the 21st century that we have the suicide rates that we do, the incarceration rates that we do, the disadvantage and disempowerment that we do, and Aboriginal people and Torres Strait Islander people have human rights. We're entitled to exercise and enjoy those rights. And my job is to try to help make sure that that is being able to be realised.
To our Deadly listeners tuned in, this is our Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry with your Deadly program, National Talk Black, having a Deadly Yarn with the Commissioner, Katie Kiss, from the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commission. She's on tour in regard to National Listening Tour, informing the agenda tour. Katie, with this information, as people come to the table with you and your team, as you arrive in different townships and cities and what have you, can people come online and talk to you as well? Or can they put their stories forward that way?
We'll be sending out the survey again as part of the listening tour, because I think once people have come and sat at the table and they go back and think about conversations we're having, their survey submissions will be much more detailed and informed. So we'll send that survey back out.
Yes.
In the particular locations where we're going, they are face-to-face consultation and engagement. Okay. So people can either come to that session or later on in the piece, as we get further into the listening tour, we will set up some online webinars and consultation possibilities online. So people might be able to join those later on down the track if they haven't been able to attend one of the local community events.
Lovely. And you've got a Facebook page or a web page where people can see where the tours are and how can see the
information will be shared on both the Australian Human Rights Commission website and also the Facebook social and the LinkedIn social pages for the Australian Human Rights Commission. I also have a LinkedIn page, Katie Kiss, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner. Cool. So if you get onto those pages, we're sharing information out. So keep an eye out for those social media announcements on when we're coming into your location.
Lovely.
I apologise that for some, the information has come out very late in the piece. We hit the ground running, literally.
Okay.
One of your mob from up there, Shiloh Villaflor, has joined my team, and so she's only been in the role for 3 weeks.
Good girl there.
She's hit the ground running to try and get us on the road. So we're out and about, but as we hit the ground a little bit more solidly, people will get much more notice as to where we're coming to, and hopefully we'll be able to fill those seats in those rooms because it's really important to hear people's voices.
Okay, we're talking listening, National Listening Tour, a survey. We're talking yarning as well, so very important. So my sister, you're going to be living in our suitcases for the next couple of months, but enjoy that journey. Thank you for sharing. And, of course, love to be yarning with you once you get to Cairns and also catching up with you at Yarrabah as well. Be deadly, sis.
Thank you, my bella.
Well, all the best, and thank you very much. Big shout-out to your team. Scored well having Shiloh on board. And we will yarn soon, Commissioner. And you keep smiling. You take care. And we'll yarn soon, Katie.
Thanks for having me on the show, and see you mob soon.
Take care, Dale. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
A deadly yarn, beautiful yarn. Katie Kiss, Commissioner, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commission. She's on a five-year term, and she's on tour, national listening tour, in regard to the survey and informing the agenda tour is what it's called as well, in Adelaide at the moment, and started in Canberra on the 1st of October. So out and about. So a yarn priority for the next 5 years. So we're talking treaty, we're talking voice, we're talking face-to-face. Have your say, yarn up strong. Tell us how you really feel. Tell us your thoughts, your process in regard to the future and where we sit as First Nation people of this country leading into the future. I mean, what does their future look like? And government and non-Indigenous Australians need to hear what we got to say. So very important. We didn't have a win in the referendum. That would have been a good vehicle in regard to communication and guiding government in regards to our people heading in the future. That didn't come about. So look, we use whatever vehicle we got. And now we've got the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner Commission with the Commissioner, Katie Kiss. So there it is, your mob. Have your say and yarn up strong. And you can do the same as well here on your daily program, National Talk Black, with Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong, your mob. Too deadly.